Music right there from Los Angeles singer, songwriter, producer Hannah Vu, who sets her deep vocals in a mix of dreamy, haze, jangly, anxious alt rock and melancholic post-punk. We hear the song Everybody's Birthday. That is from her album Public Storage, released just 2 years ago. It is brand new music from Maddie Diaz. Maddie Diaz is a singer-songwriter whose songs draw on indie rock, country, folk, and synth pop, while always keeping emotion front and center. Weird Faith is her mid-tempo, hook-strong sixth album that shines a light on love's underbelly. We heard the song Everything Almost. Again, Maddie Diaz is her name. And then kicking things off with that particular set of songs, it is singer-songwriter Biba Doobie, who pairs her delicately sung confessions with 90s-inspired guitars to make something just absolutely magical. The song we heard is 1036. That's from her latest album, Beatopia, from Biba Doobie. Let's keep things moving right now. Oh, we've got some. Oh, I know where we're going. Yes. Okay. I had to stop for a minute. I love music when it is haunting and beautiful, and indie rock singer songwriter Alila Diane channels that hauntiness to the indie folk rock that she writes. Right now, here is Alila Diane here on Girly So Groovy.
And I know that your dear heart is telling you to run deep down somewhere, deep down somewhere. I heard somebody say
two, three, four.
It has been a hot minute since we have featured Kent, Ohio folk-influenced indie rock singer-songwriter Jessica Lee Mayfield here on Girly So Groovy. And I just felt the urge to rectify that and get her here on the radio. We heard the song Sleepless. That goes back to her 2011, I think it is, sophomore album, Tell Me. In the middle, it is brand new music that I'm excited to share with you. Louisa Stancioff. She's a Maine singer-songwriter who writes songs that are like soft, focused reflections. Her debut album, When We Were Looking, merges alt-country, indie folk, and dream pop, turning it into something both beautiful and haunting. And that's kind of the vibe I was trying to go for with that set. I think if you're a fan of acts like Jessica Lee Mayfield, Haley Hendricks, Lucy Dacus, Katie Kirby, Cat Power, First Aid Kit, you are thoroughly going to enjoy Louisa Stancioff. From the new debut album, we heard the opening track, Gold. And then starting things off, it is music from indie folk singer-songwriter Alila Diane. The song is called About Farewell. It is the title track from her album About Farewell. I would say that album was released, it was her fourth album released back in 2013. It's over 10 years now. Okay, folks, we are about to wrap up this first hour and dive into the second hour. But before we do that, I've already reminded you about our Mixcloud listening page, but I've got something else to remind you about. You know how I said it's been a hot minute since we've had Jessica Lee Mayfield part of Girly So Groovy? Well, I am always wanting to hear from you. Who are the bands or musicians that you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love? You're the loyal listener. You know what the vibe of the show is. You know what could work. So I definitely encourage you to message me. Best way to do that is through our social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio. We're also on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Every week I try to post the playlist in print. So when I mumble or stumble my way across names, albums, songs, you can see it for yourself in print. I provide links to the musicians and bands featured every week, as well as links to our Mixcloud listening page. But best of all is that messaging feature so that you can let me know who you would like to hear on the show. I am always open for requests and will always give it my best effort to try and get it on the radio. Before we get into the second hour of Girly So Groovy, I do feel like we've got a vibe. Indie folk rock that is beautiful and haunting. And I do feel like one of the pioneers of that vibe is none other than Toronto singer-songwriter Jane Sibbery. She's one of those musicians that's almost a magician for the way that she just pulls in beautiful, beautiful sounds. We are going to reach back to an album that is nearly 30 years old, going back to Jane Sibbery's 1995 album, When I Was a Boy. Here is Jane Sibbery with Sail Across the Water right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Sail across the water.
listening. Love is trembling, trembling like the leaves above the baby's bed. Love is streaming, streaming with the tears that we cannot seem to shed. Love is frozen, frozen in the figure they just pulled from the subway grate. Love is a burning with the anger that we all feel, against which we kneel, our faces pressed into the lap of loneliness. Come on, love, will you sail across the water?
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. So much more music to get into the second hour. That first hour felt like it was definitely inspired by rock and roll, indie rock, alternative rock. Well, in this second hour of the program, we're going to genre hop a bit. We're going to tread down some indie folk rock roads, then heading into some great R&B, hip-hop, jazz as well, coming up in the second half or the last half hour of the program. We've got music on the way from Lana Del Rey, Erykah Badu, Eartha Kitt. Did somebody say Eartha Kitt? I think I did. We've got some Eartha Kitt on the way. Music from Genevieve Jade, as well as Rebecca Higgs. But we're going to kick off the second hour with music from Joey O'Neill. She is a critically acclaimed Dawson, Yukon folk musician who just creates heartfelt songs about woodland life. Her latest album is called Phantom Vibes. We're going to listen to the song P.O. Box right now. Again, Joey O'Neill here on Girly So Groovy.
Every time I turn my mailbox key, a lock opens up in me. Vulnerability won't make you write to me. My P.O. box is empty, so I lock it up and leave. Small town making small talk, I pretend I'm fine in line. Up on bulletin boards I search for a sign of any kind. Every time I turn my mailbox key, a lock opens up in me. Vulnerability won't make you write to me. My P.O. box is empty, so I lock it up and leave. I see our ghosts all the time, but unlike of an answer exceeds. But my P.O. box is empty, so I lock it up and I leave.
Somewhere in between fighting therapy and letting everything go. Somewhere in between the old thoughts, the new, don't think I even know.